My Week in Copenhagen by Megan Hodgson, Research Coordinator. In March, I had the privilege of presenting a poster on findings from our patient survey at the AD/PD 2026 International Conference on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's Disease and Related Neurological Disorders in Copenhagen, Denmark. I was there to raise awareness of PSP and CBD among the research community, particularly around the needs of people living with both conditions. After a long, rain-soaked journey on Monday, I woke on Tuesday in sunny Copenhagen for a week of neuroscience. Once I'd wrestled the huge poster onto my board, I attended a session on multiple system atrophy, MSA, another rare atypical Parkinsonian syndrome. Experts highlighted the importance of early diagnosis and shared promising advances in biomarkers and emerging therapies. Wednesday began with a quick gym session before heading to the conference. I had lots of questions on my poster from people who haven't heard of PSP or CBD, but do work in the Alzheimer's field. I attended an interesting session on the genetics of Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and Lewy body dementia. During lunch, I caught up with a team from Cure PSP to discuss future collaboration, including our joint conference in November. Stepping well outside my comfort zone, I recorded a short video about my poster for dementia research for their YouTube. On Thursday, my poster came down to make way for the next group of presenters, giving me an opportunity to explore the exhibition. There were lots of pharmaceutical companies and tech stands showcasing new gadgets and lab equipment. On Friday, I was pleased to see a number of posters with a focus on PSP, showing a growing interest in the condition from the research community. I had lunch with a pharmaceutical company interested in PSP and also working with us to raise awareness. The conference finished with a session on the positive outcomes of a phase 1 clinical trial of N10752 run by Novartis. We are excited by the trial results. N10752 showed acceptable tolerability and safety in the participants of the trial, with evidence of target engagement. It's a privilege to represent PSPA, and I'm always so proud to talk about the work we do, the researchers we fund, and the incredible people we support to participate in research.